The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are back, kinda. This is going to be a little different type of episode now since I have a new anchor, Mr. Clay Harbor.
Yeah, guys, Pilot Pete is obviously training on flying a new airplane because he is actually a pilot. So I will be stepping in as the fourth roommate. I've learned I'm not the third roommate because that's all you guys. So I'm fourth roommate now, living with Dustin Pilot Pete in the big city. And really happy to be here and talk with you guys.
So guys, we all know how crazy this world is right now. Very insane. Make sure, if you can, to support Ukraine in any way possible. And be appreciative. You never know. Like, this, some things could easily happen to us or other people. Just always be appreciative and grateful. Another thing, guys, if you haven't done so yet, make sure you get our merch, stickers, hoodies, coffee cups, all such a fun, good fun stuff. Make sure you use code MADNESS10 to get 10% off your first order. And tag us. We want to see that shit. We want to see it. I want to repost it. Do it. So let's just get into this episode. Clay, welcome to New York City. What brings you over here, buddy?
No, man, it's funny. Dustin's asking me what brings me to New York City. Me and Dustin, you know, obviously have been friends in Chicago for a while. And I'd always talk to Dustin. I'd say, Dustin, we have to move to New York City. We have to move to New York City. And Dustin's like, yeah, you know, I'm down. But, like, you know, he's all a little hesitant. And then one day, after me always telling Dustin, we got to move to New York. I love New York City. It's my favorite city. You know what, Clay? I'm moving to New York City. I go, what? How do you beat me to New York City when New York City is the city I've been telling you that we need to move to this whole time? No, so finally my lease was up and, you know, I didn't have anything leaving me in Chicago and I just wanted to come out to New York, explore some opportunities in the media world out here. And Dustin and Pete happened to be moving out of their place and it all lined up that we move in together in a nice area in New York City. So, you know, I took that opportunity and here I am as the fourth roommate. And one of the bachelors in the city, I guess, maybe, kind of.
Yeah, man, I think we're going to use, yeah, we might have room in the budget to bring him on, you know, bring you on. We'll see. I'll check with the producers. We'll see if we got any money for you. But, man, welcome. It's been good. It's been fun so far, kind of. I feel like.
Some funny stories already.
Guys, we got some funny stories. I feel like shit always happens to you, though. No matter where we're at, you're either ripping your pants, something's coming down on you, or you just kind of got bad luck, man.
I have to go through life like this, man. It's difficult sometimes. But yeah, so our place is a beautiful place. We'll give you guys a tour at some point. Beautiful place. But outside, to me, is a little bit questionable. I'll be honest. I'm a little bit bougie. I like to live in high rises. I like to have a door guy. I like all that stuff. Very clean, you know, guy. Me and Dustin went to work out, and we walked around the city. We took the, was it the Skyline or something?
We walked the Hudson Yard, the Hudson, I believe it's called.
Yeah, the path over there by Hudson Yards. And, you know, we come back, and as soon as we open the door, we got a gentleman sleeping drunk in our entranceway. And
so our front door, before you get into the, it's two doors into the bottom set of our apartment. And this, the first door is just a swingway. And this gentleman came in and just decided to lay out his clothes everywhere, just make a little home, had a little place for his, you know, his little smoke. He was smoking a little bit with ashes on the side. We actually have video of it.
And I'm like, welcome to New York City, Clay.
I know.
Welcome to New York City.
We asked him to get, he was very nice. He actually ended up getting up, getting out. We didn't really have to. I feel bad. I said this. I feel bad. We both felt bad for him.
We don't feel bad because he ended up making out like a bandit.
This guy.
I brought home a case of beer. It's Saturday. I was going to have a couple beers. And we ended up.
This is another story we should maybe bring up.
We ended up going out a little bit, but we'll have to tell that story too. But as he leaves, I go, hey, man, I'm sorry. And I handed him three beers. I handed him three beers, and he was so happy to get those three beers, you know, this homeless man. And Dustin's like,
he'll be back.
You know he's going to be back, right? You don't give these guys free beers and not expect them to come back. So I'm waiting to see him again. If I have any beers, I'll have to throw him another one.
We'll give him some food, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll give him some food. We got to, you know, maybe beer is not the...
That's all
the,
I had on me, Dustin.
I know. We had no food. We had no cash. But... he was a nice guy. He got up. He got three beers out of it. Speaking of beers, guys, another story. Poor Clay, man. So we're on the train.
This is my own fault, though.
I feel bad, actually. I kind of set you up for this. We're on the train. He got a case of beer before we came home to the homeless man. And he's like, do they care if, like, you crack open a beer on the subway? I'm like, there's worse things that happen on the subway than someone cracking open a can of beer. And I swear, as soon as I said that, the next stop, a cop came in.
60 seconds later, I got two sips of the beer, and this cop walks, it was like three of them, walks in and stares at me and makes me get off the subway. He's like, come with me. I'm like, am I getting arrested right now? And he takes me off the subway. And this guy is sitting there talking to me for 30 minutes about the beer, why I'm drinking, what I'm doing in town. I'm like, man, I'm sorry. I just moved here.
This guy had a Napoleon complex, too. He was like, I support and respect all police officers because it's a terrible job. I get it. This is one of those police officers that was like, I got power, buddy. Get your big ass off here. We're going to make an example out of you. Like, he was talking, like, we had four police officers surrounding us. Like, we had a gun on the train.
Some guns on us. I don't know. I mean, I do have two guns, you know, one and two. About that. Dude, you know, dad joke, guns, arms.
Cricket.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Anyways,
I told them, I was like, guys, this is honestly my fault. I told them I thought they lifted the, because you could drink alcohol on the streets here in New York now. They lifted that. So I just thought, why not do it on the train either? I told him he was new here. He just moved. Well, I told him he was actually visiting. And they were like, well, we want you to have a good time. We don't want, you know, to ruin your trip. Just remember not drinking. They let us go. The other guys were very nice. Had little laughs. Clay was actually getting kind of mad until one complimented him. Clay was getting actually upset. And then one guy was like, oh, you don't look 35. Clay's like, yeah, you don't think so, man? Thanks, man.
Yeah, he gave me that one. It might have been a psychology trick that he learned at the academy or something. But as soon as he's like, all right, how old are you? All your stuff, you know? I'm like, yeah, I'm 35. He's like, you're 35? He's like, you don't look 30. I'm like, okay, thanks, man. I appreciate that. And then, you know, I made sure to repay their compliment, you know, with another. I'm like, you know, I really appreciate you guys. Because I do, though. I really do appreciate the police officers. They have a very tough job, especially in New York, Chicago.
There's a few bad apples, and those ones need to be, we all know. But very tough jobs. That's not the end of everything that's happened to you. That's kind of just the beginning.
Yeah.
So first of all, so we move into this apartment, guys, and there was miscommunication from our realtor and the management. So we were supposed to move in on the 5th, not the 3rd. We move in. The place is dirty. Things are broken. There's a bed mattress and furniture still left in Clay's room. It doesn't look good. And mind you, Clay is bougie. Clay wants a high rise. Clay wants someone at his side that's going to, he wants his butler, you know? And he's just like not feeling this at all. Luckily, he ends up, you went where? You went on a trip recently.
Yeah. Where did I go?
He went somewhere. In the meantime, I cleaned up a lot of stuff. I fixed a lot of shit by myself, actually. I fixed your drain. I fixed the washer dryer.
Yeah.
I fixed the AC.
Oh, I had to go to San Diego.
San Diego. So yeah. When he comes back, he gets his furniture delivered here.
Yeah, it gets a lot better. But that first, like, walking in, it's just filthy. The floors, they still haven't cleaned. Like, the floors.
They're coming today.
They haven't cleaned at all. There's a bed left in my room, a box spring, a mattress. There's paper. It's just super. They didn't clean at all. And the guys left a lot of stuff. There was clothes. And I'm like, they literally didn't touch the place after these other people left. And I'm like, wow, what's up, man? I love New York. I love like the culture about it and how it's you know, authentic. And it's, I'm like, welcome. Damn, this welcome to New York.
Then the washer and dryer is very iffy. I thought I fixed it. It needs to be repaired, but I fixed it in the meantime to get things done. Meanwhile, I washed my whites the night before for my sheets. I put a little bleach in there and they're done. They come out, dry them, white. They're all good. Clay puts his clothes in next. The bleach didn't, how do I say?
It didn't wash out.
It didn't wash out. So it washed out on all of Clay's clothes.
All my nice shirts, my nice pants, dress shirts, the stuff that I washed is ruined because of the bleach. So now I have no shirts to wear. It's all bleached. I got white spot dust. I'm like, hey, man, this could be a new style, though. I'm like, okay, you're funny. You're funny. Wear a bleached shirt out, black, blue, dark pants, dark. I'm like, man, this is tough. But, you know, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to persevere. These first week in New York City has been trying me. But, you know, it can only go up from here. So, you know, I think we got this.
It's been good. Ever since then,
yeah,
things have been working out. We saw your cousin.
Yeah, we saw my cousin. Yeah, we saw Andrew on...
Andrew and Greg, we had dinner with those foolies.
Oh, yeah, we went and got dinner with Andrew and Greg. Those boys are living...
They finally paid for the bill.
First bill they've ever paid for, man. You know, and I don't blame them, you know. they were struggling a little bit, but now they're starting to get some deals coming in, the Instagram stuff. So, you know, Andrew finally coughed up a check, man. I've been waiting for that. It's been a while. This man been hurting my pocketbook, but you know he finally coughed one up, man, and he's, you know, they've been paying a little bit extra for lost time, you know.
Rightfully deserved. Quick question: do you think? I mean, we technically have a bachelor pad now. Do you think you ever go back on the beach?
Me personally, no. I think Andrew and Greg will have a good chance to go on the beach. You know, I think they're open to it. I know they'll be asked, and they're excited about it. You know, I think my prediction is Andrew will leave in a relationship with someone. I would say Serene, someone like Teddy, maybe Sarah from the season. But I like all those girls for Andrew, and I think that he would be interested in them as well. So my prediction is Andrew leaves. Maybe engage. Well, if you're gonna leave the beach with somebody, you have to be engaged.
Has he ever had a girlfriend?
He had one back in high school, in college for a little bit, but no, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah. Knocking that rust off. You nervous about if he goes on there, production fucking him over? You know, like, you know, you know.
You know, I think that Andrew is beloved, and I think that they really have a good dialogue with him. I don't think they're going to try to do anything crazy with Andrew. But I mean, they have done that before. I mean, Andrew hasn't done anything like beforehand. Like, he's not a guy that's going to go talk to a bunch of the bachelor girls, you know, or anything like that. But I mean, maybe he's not ready to get engaged, and they make it seem like he's, you know, leading someone on or something. But I mean, I don't see him, you know, doing anything that would project him in a bad light. He's very cool-tempered. You know, he doesn't get rattled easily, so I think he'll have a good showing on Paradise. You know, Greg, too. I know Greg got a little bit of hate for some reason, but I think just a little bit because of the way him and Katie ended their season. But, you know, I think Greg will be a hot commodity out there. I think Andrew, I know Justin's in town this weekend. I know he wants to go to the beach. Mike, I don't think, wants to go. Mike P., but I think Andrew, Justin, and Greg will be some of the hottest commodities on the beach, I think, come Paradise.
And there you have it from our Bachelor in Paradise broadcaster.
Yeah, I guess out of you guys, I was the only one that was actually on the beach.
I've never been on. I've only been on one show. I don't even call myself technically a bachelor. I was barely on the TV show. I was barely shown.
Dude, you lasted. You were like top seven.
Yeah, I was barely on there, man. Just skating on by. Speaking of Bachelor Nation, since we're getting on it, what do you think right now? What's going on? How do you feel about Clayton? How do you feel about the girls? Last few episodes, we gotta get this chatted out.
Yeah, man. So here's my thoughts. I didn't see the whole episode. I saw bits and pieces of it with Clayton. I actually met Clayton last week. I was at a bar and I met Clayton. We took a picture. I actually ran into Jesse Palmer on the street, but we'll get to that too. That's been weird. I run into Clayton, then I run into Jesse Palmer. I'm like, what's happening right now? But twins. Dude, Clayton seems like a good guy. He's a Midwest dude. He's a football bro. Like he means well, you know, and obviously some of the things he's done has been getting criticized, but I think there's a lot of hypocrisy out there. Everybody knows how hard it is, how stuff can look different than really went down, and you see a bunch of people attacking him. I only saw the last part of the episode with Clayton, and I think people are murdering him for you know, the fantasy suite thing. And guys, if you ever watched The Bachelor before, you know, if you're going on The Bachelor, you know that this guy is exploring other relationships. He's dating all these people. He's exploring it. That's the whole show. He's going to explore these relationships and pick at the end. You got to be okay with that when you come on. So why, at the end, do you say, no, I don't want you to go into the fantasy suites with someone else when you know what you signed up for, and then people are crushing him for being blindsided when you never said that to him in the Susie versus Clayton thing? I'm not saying it was right what he did, but, like, you look at some of the past seasons of the women, like the last season, like, you'll see some of the guys and the women have been to the fantasy suite with all three contestants, you know, and that nobody says anything. Don't bat an eyelash. But for some reason right now, Clayton does it. It's crazy. It's huge. You know, he goes to the fantasy suites, and I'm like, what? Do people not watch the show? Have they not seen past seasons? Like, this always happens. And now it's this huge thing. You can't believe he did that. Now, I'm not saying it's something you should do. I'm not saying it's something I would do. But that's the show. He's exploring these different relationships, and that's what you sign up for. So, I mean, that's my take on that.
That's what you sign up for. We talked about that in our recap. It seems like in Bachelor Nation, they try to tear down the male leads, try to make them look like some type of way, which they should empower women, like, but I just feel like the double standard needs to stop.
Yeah.
That's my only thing. It's kind of ridiculous.
Why are we sex shaming right now? You know, it's 2022. If you know, you don't sex shame women, you don't sex shame men.
You know,
Clayton's exploring these relationships. That's the whole point, you know, and being intimate is a part of that. Unfortunately, you know, and he's trying to decide between these women that the show you sign up for. And then to me, it's baffling because that's literally what you sign up for.
It's like that TikTok. Are you new here? Are you new here? I want to, like, you do that with everybody that comes on the show or all fans. Are you new here? You not know what's going on? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess we have one more episode of Bachelor Nation. You're going to be with us next week. Or after the final rose, right?
Yeah.
So we'll definitely touch more on that. All right, guys. So I think it's very important that Clay goes through this, since he is our fourth roommate. He can never be the third roommate. Just want to make that clear. He is the fourth roommate. So it's a thing that we kind of like to put people through whenever they, you know, come on the show. And this is called the mean tweet segment. Mr. Harbor, what you're going to do, you are going to read your mean tweets that people have said about you.
Okay, let's do it.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I actually remember this tweet.
Can you see it?
Yeah. I actually remember this tweet. I commented to it. It says, Preston from the UP. Hey, aren't you the guy that takes pictures of people in weird jerseys? Me, bro, are you wearing a Clay Harbor jersey? I replied to this and I said, I can finally sleep well at night knowing where my one career jersey sale came from. And that's exactly where it came from. And that guy actually is a big fan, man. We talk a little bit on Twitter. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I like that guy, though. Let's keep it going. All right, here we go. An important sports news. Here's former Patriots tight end Clay Harbor sitting next to a guy in a chicken suit on The Bachelorette. Yeah, that was still one of my most interesting decisions to date, being a professional football player and going on The Bachelorette. But hey, you know, you only live once. And I was sitting next to a guy in a chicken suit and a male model. You know, where else can you have that kind
guy
of interaction?
Wasn't no model. Get out of here.
Jordan was a model, man. Wilhelmina model.
Guys, was he
big
really?
Time,
Wilhelmina?
Yeah. Wilhelmina model, yeah. Jordan Kimball.
Chickens and models. I'll tell you what.
Okay. All right, this one's good. All right, then. Clay Harbor looks like old Gaten Matarazzo. That's the kid from Stranger Things with the curly hair. Okay, I'm done. Good night. I actually do think that when I smile, we have the same...
You guys have the same eyes.
The same eyes. I actually did a TikTok that didn't go viral, but people thought it was funny that it was a face comparison between me and the guy from Stranger Things. So I agree. I actually do kind of look like this kid. I take it as a compliment. Good-looking kid.
Yours aren't that bad, man. Me and Pete got...
I got worse ones out there for sure. Oh, I remember this one too. Clay Harbor has a football in his hand more on The Bachelor in Paradise than he ever did in his NFL career. That one hurt a little bit because it was probably true. But hey, Kelly, I bet I caught more passes than you did. So
Kelly's a football fan.
Yeah.
Kelly at football_Kelly.
Football Kelly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for that surprise, guys. I appreciate it.
You're finally... That wasn't too bad.
It wasn't bad.
We got to...
Take it easy on me.
One day, we just got to rip the guts out someday. Yeah. All right. Moving on. Should we get into our third roommates? All right. Here we go. Hi, Dustin and Clay. My name is Sarah, and I heard Clay would be subbing in for Peter for a bit, so I had to write in. I'm a Chicagoan and have long considered to jump to NYC. As you guys have both done, what advice would you have for weighing that decision? Hope you guys get this, and thanks for the show. It's always a highlight in my weeks. Oh,
what a nice text, man.
Nice, Sarah. Love our Chicagoans.
You've been here longer, so I'll let you take this one first.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think... Well, I think on just taking the leap, I think one thing is just don't overthink it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Make sure you get a good savings. I ain't gonna lie. New York is fucking expensive. Like, it's outrageously expensive. I've never experienced anything like it. But
if you're living in Manhattan, there's no discount. You can go shopping at like big cheaper grocery stores in Chicago. You can go to a Target. You can go to a Walmart. On Manhattan, there is none of that. You are paying a premium for any item, so you got to be prepared for that. Maybe you get a meal prep that can deliver you guys meals. You know, $10 meal per week is something. But if you have a budget, you got to know exactly how to budget, and that's, you know, what I would say. Chicago is expensive, people think, but there's nothing like Manhattan, New York. I got a carton of eggs yesterday for $7. Like, it's crazy.
New York is wild. So make sure you just have a proper savings account. You have to learn how to budget, but just do it. Don't intimidate yourself. Like, yeah. Anybody, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And guys, I mean, worst scenario, and whenever moving or being too scared, you could always move back home.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing that'll happen. You have to move back home. And at least you gave it a shot. You gave it a chance. But you'll absolutely love it. Another thing that's different from Chicago to New York City, in Chicago, everyone's already friends. A lot of people, Midwesterns, already have their friend group. They've always stuck with their friend group. New Yorkers, there's new people from all over the world that need friends and are always looking to make new friends. So it's very easy, I would say, to meet new friends that want to hang out and have fun. Also, guys, like, I do Guaranteed Karma. We have volunteering events and we have intramural football bags. We have leagues, sports leagues, where people have fun. They meet new friends. We're also thinking about doing Fitness in the Park over here as well. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think we definitely do. You know, there's a great community of people always out to do things. The thing I've learned about New York City is people are going to out of their way to meet people. They're going to network. You know, they're outgoing. There's more tourists here. You're going to meet a lot of people. And people are, I'm not going to say there are more people in Chicago aren't ambitious, but there's something about a New Yorker to me that feels like they are more ambitious. They're going to take risks. They're going to go out of their comfort zone and do things and really experience. I think if that's what you want to do, you make the jump. And I'm really excited to really, you know, get settled in and really get to experience some of this amazing city. I love just walking. I love the subway. I mean, it's great. Obviously, it's different and huge, but, you know, I love it. And I'd say just go for it.
Well, third roommates, we want to thank you so much for being patient with us. We're back on. Peter will be back at some point. He'll probably pop in here and there as well. But we got the best co-host in the meantime, Clay Harbor. Thank you. We got someone at the door. Thank you guys all for listening. Make sure you go check out the merch. And we'll be back next week for the recap and final rose. Take care, guys. Love you.
Later, guys.
Bachelor is in the City is hosted by me, Peter Weber. and me, Dustin Kendrick. This podcast is produced by Red Rock Music.
Our producer is Emma Martins, and our executive producer is Red Yoakum. Our audio engineer is Enrique Hinojosa. Subscribe and like or review wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the show on Instagram at Bachelors in the City Podcast.
Got questions for us about the show, life, or really whatever? DM at Bachelors in the City Podcast on Instagram for a chance to be a featured third roommate.
We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening and sign up for our membership program to become an honorary third roommate.
Join now for $3 per month and enjoy the episodes ad-free.
Click the link in the episode description so you can move in.
Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.